I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We are tracking the BBC's India election train for our GeoQuiz today. The train stopped in Mumbai ahead of voting in the city tomorrow, so Mumbai in the state of Maharashtra is the answer. It's India's financial and film capital, and last November, Mumbai was the site of terror attacks that killed more than 160 people. A poet named Javed Akhtar says that Mumbai reflects the diversity of the entire country.
Mumbai has its own culture, but there are so many subcultures. Different parts of Mumbai, they have different culture. You enter that area, you'll feel that you have come to some other city and so on. But there is something which keeps us together. So in a way, Mumbai represents the country.
There are roughly 100 million first-time voters in India, more than we can survey, but here are just a few of them in Mumbai talking about what's on their minds as they head to the polls.
Safety. In the terms of violence. So that is the biggest concern for me.
Generally everything, because condition of living is really pathetic here in Mumbai or Chennai, wherever, it's really pathetic. So some change, start off small, like good roads, proper roads, water problems, electricity, simple stuff like that. I'm not looking high and stuff like that. So if we start off here and get the foundations right, if our basic food, shelter and clothing is taken care of, then look at the bigger problems later.
What worries me about is that whether the economic growth rate or whatever we are talking about, that 8 or 9% that we are talking about, is whether does it affect only a section of society, a particular section like the upper strata or, you know, only that part, or is it like, you know, helping everyone? Do the poor really benefit off of that? Although the present government has tried to do possibly different things, and I hope they manage to do even more.
The voices there of some students in the city of Mumbai, India, in advance of tomorrow's elections there. We'll post a link to the BBC India election train at theworld.org.